This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Feel free to take as much time as you guys need, but how are your guys' days?
How can I ask you to repeat the question?
Your guys' days.
How are you, guys?
Yeah.
Days.
I don't know. I just feel like a lot of pressure to answer at this point because of the music.
I would say above average today. Good day so far today. Nothing.
You heard it here first. Amir Shmuel Blumenfeld rocking the fucking tea at Los Angeles, California.
All of it bleeped. All of that bleeped, including the color of my shirt.
Cool.
Boy, must your guys' faces be red.
Why?
Because I'm fucking back, it feels like.
It feels like, or you are?
I don't know yet. I wanted to hear what you guys had to say.
You're already backpedaling.
I don't know what's going to happen. I had you on the show.
Yeah, you had the tone of someone who had that fuck you confidence, but it seems like it's a thin veneer.
Yeah.
You're actually a scared little boy, aren't you?
And also, like, what is Johnny gonna do, you know?
Help
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I don't have any kind of leverage. No, I'm not gonna help you.
Really?
I'd like to maintain my job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ideally, you reinstate me in the next 5 to 10 minutes.
Sure.
And then we have a normal episode.
Fine.
Sure I am?
It's the happiest I've ever seen him.
He wanted a life raft. We threw him a honey nut Cheerio.
All right. I'm pretty happy about this, to be honest. I can't personally deal with posting another audiobook reading at 12:30 a.m. because it truly gave me nightmares.
Yeah, and what was that episode title?
Fuck it. Yeah.
Got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was released this morning at 1 a.m. Pacific, and here you fucking are.
Out of obligation. Technically, we agreed to this before that went up.
Here are your options, right?
What option? So we already said you're back.
Oh, so I am
you went
back.
From playing Celebration to being mad at us.
You can be a little happier in doing it. You guys are like begrudgingly allowing me back to host the show. So it is a HeadGum Podcast again.
Yeah,
it always was. You seemingly commandeered the feed or something.
I do have a couple requests, demands really, going forward.
Okay.
I want complete creative autonomy.
You've already had that.
I want a fee for hosting the show every week.
You get paid to do that.
I want a microphone that I can keep at my house so if I have to do ads or record from home, I can.
Yeah. Where are you now?
What are you doing right now?
Okay. And I want access to both studios depending on what city I'm in. If
this
schedule's open.
You definitely have keys, key cards.
Okay, then...
So you're fine.
My demands
All your
have been
demands
met.
Are met, yeah.
So we're just going to move on like nothing happened for 3 weeks?
It seemed like what you wanted. Yeah. Like what else would you, what do you want?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of got everything I wanted. I guess I could ask for a raise. I think you guys need me more than I need you.
You demanded to get hired back and you said, fuck it.
Probably
pretty much
equal.
At your wit's end.
I'm at my wit's end. You haven't seen my wit's end.
All over the place, man. You gotta focus.
I'm
you're
a
mad,
dreidel
you're happy.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The swings are too wild. Just focus. All
Johnny,
right.
You're a fashionista. Have you ever been to Mad Happy?
No.
And I don't.
Here we are again. You're backpedaling. The quality's already getting worse as we go on.
I think I've
you're
been
You're mentioning
there.
Something so specific. But where is it?
I think there
it's
used to be one
brand.
In. There used to be one in Williamsburg, I think. I think it closed, though. Well,
Jeff is mad happy. You're mad and then you're happy. You keep bouncing back between those two.
I didn't have a great time the last 3 weeks because I thought I was unemployed.
Oh, also, can we talk about, so you got fired, but you somehow snuck into our company offsite. The very next week. I don't really understand how that happened. But you did suddenly show up at the Ondas, and we haven't really discussed the offsite and you're sneaking in.
I did want to talk Ondas because ultimately that is Ondas. Johnny, let's start with you. What was your rosebud thorn of the HeadGum Company offsite/retreat 2.5
So the rose ago? The rose was arriving in very sunny Arizona. I had the world at my fingertips, it felt like. And then the thorn, let's just get right to it, was getting that message from you saying that we are going to be rooming together at the Ondas. And this is a true thing. We did room together. Everyone else got their own room.
Including people who got hired the Monday before.
Yeah, but like, are we really going to put a new hire in with like, you know, Marty? That seems to be like the worst possible situation. I think.
Can I also, I never brought this up with anyone during the thing. Did anyone else's rooms have overhead lights? Because mine did not. And it was
interesting.
Like a struggle. I had to like go around and like turn on a bunch of different lamps to get enough light in like the bedroom area.
Major key alert. Every lighting designer knows that homes and bedrooms should never have overhead lighting.
No.
It is lamps. What's that? It's going to take some time to heal from this, by the way.
From what?
You shit-canned me
vacation
on the other episode.
On the company.
I didn't stop working.
None of us did, to be clear.
Well, trusted. Johnny, you understand why Jeff didn't get his own room, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you can sort of understand why you were the best sort of roommate for Jeff. Like, who else could we have put with Jeff that would have resulted in a better outcome than you? I guess he could have stayed with me.
No, yeah, I understand. I completely understand. Yeah, I could have. I probably am the only person who could have tolerated him just because I'm a pacifist, and I don't want to hurt anybody, but Jeff really did.
Yeah, you wouldn't engage in fisticuffs with...
Did you guys were you guys on the same schedule, or were you like one of you asleep before the other, awake before the other?
We were pretty much on the same schedule, so anytime I would wake up, he would be right behind me.
That's good.
Anything to say about it?
Yeah.
Can I speak?
Yeah, Jeff.
Okay. What's that?
Can I speak?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've been talking / yelling this whole episode. So you could definitely speak.
Now you're aloof for some reason.
When I show up to the show and like try to have a normal conversation, you guys also tear me apart. And then the listeners get angry because this isn't what they subscribe for. I'm delivering what they want.
So be a better host. Be a better host.
How? I don't know how.
We had a complete audit where we told you exactly what you needed to do to get better. Did you take any of the advice? Probably not.
Also, we asked you to speak on what conversation we were talking about. And in turn, you're just yelling at us again.
What are we talking about? The Andaz?
Yeah.
Well, I asked Johnny your time there. Thorn. Johnny said yeah. His thorn. Now we have to hear his rose and bud.
Oh my God.
I already said the rose being arriving in sunny Arizona and bud, I guess what I'm looking forward to, I guess going back again.
Yeah. Wait, we're going next year. We're going back to the Andaz.
Where else? Are
I don't
go?
Know.
Anywhere yeah, else?
Interesting.
We could go yeah. to Reno.
Marty will take that into consideration.
I liked the Andaz. I just like new experiences.
Right. Reno would be fun. Have you ever been there?
I love Reno.
Been to the airport.
Nice.
My rose?
Yes.
Getting to see all the people that I hadn't met yet and that I work closely with, like Katie and Anya and Casey. That was really fun. My thorn, the fact that my room didn't have any overhead lighting, and my bud would be at some point hopefully coming to LA to meet Sam, who's the only person that I still have not met.
Yeah, Sam couldn't release her shackles enough to go to Scottsdale.
Nice.
That's a joke for nine people.
Yeah. not even the whole company, just nine.
What I was gonna say before I was so rudely interrupted was
by who? Nobody interrupted you.
You're gonna keep being mean to me. I'm gonna do work again. Instead.
That's a real threat, actually. Don't do that, please. Some of the world's most respected interior designers are on record saying you should never put overhead lighting into
that's
a home.
Fine,
space.
But when lamps. The entire space is one room, I have a problem with it. And the lamps were low hanging. The lamps were low hanging next to the bed.
And you're right. But with better lamps, I don't think we'd be having a different conversation.
We wouldn't.
100%. Jesus yeah. fucking Christ.
Oh my God.
You're so underqualified to talk about any of these things.
I did outline a normal episode. Should we just do it? I think it's going to take some...
What about Amir?
Oh, great.
And
yeah, can't
you.
Fucking wait. Amir, what's your rosebud thorn?
The highlight was getting to hang out with everybody. IRL, sharing a meal, learning how to golf was really fun, discussing our shared visions for growing the company.
Had you never golfed before?
Never golfed. I've done mini golf. I've never done like driving range real golf before.
Weren't you like, you were like one of the top people on the leaderboard?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. I was sort of a natural because of my proclivity for racket sports, been playing a lot of tennis, and that kind of translated to my golf game. Yeah. But I consider myself somebody who's sort of primed to learn / get to know golf on a more meaningful level. I'd like to learn about the clubs, sort of survey the greens, and putting is always fun in mini golf, so that would be fun to sort of pair with my top golf ability. And the thorn, worst part of the weekend might have been the soup.
You loved the soup.
I didn't care for the soup. That was an 11:30 a.m., 93 degrees out, middle of the summer in the desert, mushroom bisque.
It was a creamy parsnip soup.
And it had an umami sort of
definitely
flavor
mostly tasted like mushroom.
Using, yeah.
To me, it felt like a green
I'm not
shout.
Even close to done.
How much more could you say?
I was going to say I couldn't put my finger on the spices of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked
Somebody
about that for a
sumac.
While on the day, too.
Yes, exactly.
Sumac is like, yeah, it could have been. Oh, that's to like a little tangy, right?
To me, it struck me as sort of like a grain chowder.
Mm-hmm. I can vibe with that.
A grain.
I would say the
chowder.
Food. The food in Arizona, not my fave overall.
Wow,
that's my hot take.
I thought there was some good food. What about that Taco Bell that we got the last night?
Yeah, the pizza that I got the last night, Casey and I got a pizza. That was delicious.
We went to an outdoor club. I think that was probably worth mentioning. The type of place where ladies bring out your orders like ringside girls with whistles and fireworks for some reason.
Type of place? I'd never seen that.
Yeah, me either.
So imagine
it wasn't every order.
it was just the champagne bottles, I guess. It was sort of a Hooters meets sports bar vibe where they were showing a giant hockey game. Is Hooters a sports bar?
On Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
I guess I feel bad if he's listening. Never mind.
No, please. Let's throw people under the bus.
Actually, he felt it felt like he didn't know that you were still like making content. So I think it's fine to talk about because he's not going to hear this. Some guy comes up to Amir and says,
this is okay. I thought you were talking about somebody in our company.
No.
Yeah, we could talk shit about strangers all we want.
So
we'll
this
never
guy
hear this.
Comes up to Amir and he's like trying to make Amir place a bet on some game.
Yeah,
and then,
he was a sports betting app. He walked from table to table trying to get people to sign up for it.
But I don't know if you noticed this, Amir. He was like, how much can I put you down for, Amir?
Yeah, he knew my name right off the bat.
And then afterwards, he was like, and what's your name, by the way?
Yeah.
And you're like,
and then
oh,
I said it.
Yeah.
Maybe he said your name and you didn't react to it. So
that's
he thought he was wrong.
Yeah, I did not hear the name.
Like it was a joke. And then you told him and he's like, no, like, I'm just kidding, bro. Like, I know who you are.
Right.
And then you were like, oh, cool. Yeah, it was a very awkward interaction. I liked that I wasn't the center of it.
He said he was a fan of mine and Jake. And then I was like, oh, Jake's right there. And he's like, nah, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. Like, did not care about to do the same bit to Jake whatsoever. He left and never came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did never see.
Also, did he work for an app or did he just try to get you to gamble?
Or did he just have a t-shirt and a promo code?
Yeah.
I saw other people from that place around there. Johnny bought some Lay's.
Mm-hmm. I got laid.
Potato
chip? There was a woman... Ah, that's good. I got a couple. Don't put down the other guests. I purchased a few Lay's from a woman walking around. initially, when she first came around, I said no, but I promised her I'd buy a few later. And she did indeed come back around. And I made good on my promise. So, yeah.
That's nice of you.
Namaste.
I got pretty drunk that night and I Irish goodbye'd.
I was dead sober.
Did you leave by yourself?
I did.
You just like sort of walked away because you were drunk?
Yeah. I went to the bathroom and like the urinals were taken. So I sat down to pee and some guy who was right behind me tried to.
You don't have to sit down in the stall, by the way. You can still stand up.
I know, but I was like, the room was spinning. And the guy behind me like tried to jokingly like push through the door as I was going into the stall, and I was just like, nice,
so weird.
And then closed the door on him, and I was like, I gotta get out of here, I hate this bar, and if I stay I'm gonna embarrass myself, so I went back to the Andaz.
How'd you get back?
I lifted. Why do you ask questions about like the worst part of stories?
It's kind of hard to get a car there because it was like they closed down streets. I'm wondering.
Yeah, I walked like two blocks and got a car. That's the fucking answer to your question, and that's not good to hear.
That's kind of
nobody's entertained. Are you not entertained? No, not. You don't even have to ask.
All right, so you get back to the Andaz, and who's there?
That's gonna be Casey, America,
Mir,
Anya, eventually. Mm. I don't know. I went back to my room for a little bit just to like drink some water and settle down. And then people were ordering food. So I met everybody around a fire. And it was Joel, Brad, Anya, Johnny, Adam, and Berkman.
And you don't, okay. And you were wasted at this point, or you were saying you were getting super
I was
drunk?
Sobered up by then.
Okay. Did you order food or just sort of eat what other people ordered?
I think he ate what other people ordered.
Yeah,
I had one boneless chicken nugget and a Taco Bell Doritos Locos.
But who ordered that for themselves that you took? Whose did you steal from there?
I ordered the Doritos Locos, but because I took so long to sober up in our room, by the time I got there, it was soggy and cold. So I had one boneless chicken nugget.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take 5 minutes.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling violent right now. And what I need...
Excuse me. I'm having this Nixie. sparkling water, watermelon mint. It's getting me all burpy. Oh, there we go. At Drink Nixie is the Twitter, Insta for it. What were we saying? You have to take 5 because you're feeling. Should we cut to a commercial? Like, there's no need for the 5 minutes to happen now. And then we cut to an ad. Let's wrap it in the ad.
I made this t-shirt, if we want to talk about
Why
that.
Why won't you die?
Guess not.
That was to Amir.
Late.
I do want to hear.
Yeah. kind of hurt my feelings.
No, I want to hear. Now you want me to talk?
Oh my God.
Let's take a break and then we'll hear about Marika's t-shirt.
Yeah, let's take a break.
God.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Brownlee, let's hear about this shirt.
Oh my God.
You can't act like that wasn't the clumsiest 8 minutes in podcasting history. We can't just rebound from that.
I'm no stranger to being a rebound. I form emotional connections with women who have just gotten out of long-term relationships, and then I get my feelings hurt because of it.
Mm. Marika, the shirt.
I made a shirt that, let's see, I don't know if you can see what it says, but
oh, yeah, it's like white on pink, so it's hard to read.
It's all of the movies that have come out recently that are just titled with an animal. So it says first cow, pig, lamb, wolf, dog, and then men.
That's good. I love that.
Yeah. It's also just a list of animals, though.
Not
yeah,
men.
Yeah, and men. But that's an animal. And also first cow. Like,
that's cool.
It's the first one, so and it's first cow.
Have you seen Men?
I haven't seen Men yet. Comes out this week. Or it's
comes out today.
Right now. And honestly, I've only seen first cow, pig, and dog. Because lamb, I think, is too scary for me. I'll watch Wolf eventually, maybe.
It's not. It was very confusing, that lamb movie.
Yeah, I just don't like the vibe of his little head and his little body. I love lambs, though.
It is.
People must think it's like a Zodiac shirt or something like that.
Yeah, like, but if they get it, then they know.
They really get it, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's sort of your niche, is really hyper-specific t-shirts where if you get it, you love it. But most people definitely have no idea. Yeah. Actually, the Sam Unshackled shirt might be a good one for your next collection.
That would be great. You just come up with that, Amir?
Welcome to Fish Row v. Wade Davis.
Wade Davis.
Who's Wade Davis?
He was an MLB player.
That's cool.
Wade Davis?
There's a lot of...
What about Dean Wade?
That would have been good too. No, he's he was a Babe Ruth Award winner and a member of the Royals 2015 World Series winning team. Listen, there's been a lot of dark legislation being discussed and passed, or being teed up to pass. So I thought we could kind of lighten the mood a little bit by making our own Roe v. Wade. And that's going to be Fish Roe v. Wade Davis. Ooh. So we have to decide which is more important. Fish Roe, which is the basis for caviar and oftentimes on sushi. Or Wade Davis, the former World Series champion.
Which is more important?
Yeah.
So that's the game? There's no, like, rounds or anything. It's just, a debate.
It's mostly a debate. I mean, so roe, for those who don't know, is the fully ripe internal egg masses in the ovaries of a fish. And also certain marine animals like shrimp, urchins, etc.
Do you guys like roe? It kind of creeps me out. I'm not a huge fan of it.
Never had it.
Me neither.
It doesn't seem like... It's those orange balls, you know, that sometimes come on sushi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
guess it's kind of like caviar.
Yeah. Caviar is different, though. Caviar is roe from a sturgeon.
Yeah, so it's not really that different. So I said it's kind of like caviar, and you said that's actually caviar is different. It's roe from a sturgeon.
Right. Let's everyone keep calm.
And other fish like the flathead gray mullet.
So that's roe. Caviar is roe.
If we were in the studio, I would be so.
You would what?
I think
this is
why
we shouldn't hire you back.
I think the fish eggs are more important.
Than Wade Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Than the other thing in the debate.
Because the fish eggs, like, provide jobs for a lot of people.
Forget jobs. I mean, talk about vitamin B12. Like, I mean, these things are carrying... They're
so you agree?
Grenades and that shit. Yes! No, I'm not taking a side. I'm mediating. I'm just saying, let's
You're
also
not
talk
mediating
about Wade.
By asking, like, leading questions.
I'm not a lawyer, okay?
Thank God.
You know she's right.
What else do you want us to say?
Is that the fucking consensus? Because I think Wade Davis is a 36-year-old person, all right, with a huge career ahead of him outside of baseball.
Who cares?
You think he's a 36-year-old person?
How is this episode worse than Fuck It? The audiobook of Zona Gale. Yeah, he's gone.
Good, this is he just should be gone.
Really, really good. Yeah. He also sort of had a meltdown the last time we did the show, the 100th episode. So it's sort of becoming I used to leave early. Now he's leaving early. Where'd you go?
I've been congested for a year.
So what'd you do?
Some snot came out again.
Thanks. You should do nasal irrigation.
I need to do a neti.
Yeah. Now we have monkeypox going around.
My God. Oh, yeah. My mom texted me yesterday. We were talking about... Sure.
You can keep talking.
Fucking
keep talking.
Whatever, man.
We have to move on, but I want to hear the story. Just let the song play and we'll be in the new segment and then you can talk about it. I think we decided fish row, right?
Yeah.
What are you saying, Marika?
Nothing.
Oh.
Sharing screens again.
Okay.
Can you see this?
Yeah
it looks like there's a picture of something called Ready Ice, and then there's like some picture to the right of it, which is part of that picture or something.
It's kind of glitching.
Yeah.
Welcome to The Price of Ice. Price is Right rules, Price of Rice rules. Basically, we're going to be guessing the price of ice. That's it. So,
Can I guess?
Okay.
Yeah, what do we think? This is 7 pounds of ready ice. Let's
$3.99?
Kidding me with that? Marika, you're better than that. You're better than that, man. Kidding me?
Stop. No. Let other people guess.
Yeah.
You're leading us.
You said
on.
It's Price is Right rules. And
Johnny.
Immediately.
Don't throw a temper tantrum on screen.
Drew Carey never threw a hissy fit because he did something wrong.
Johnny?
$2.59.
Okay. Amir?
$4.99.
That's gonna be $1.29 because it's only 7 pounds.
That's a lot of water. Yeah,
That's a lot.
Like, think about how much that would cost if it was water.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
20, 30.
Smart
bucks.
Water is already you're a liter. Of that
there you go.
All right, what is a shaved ice?
What the hell here?
That's gonna be party ice.
Party ice.
It's 20 pounds.
What is party ice?
20.
It's party sized ice, I think. Shit. Oh. Fuck, I told myself this one. There we go.
It just looks like a bag of snow. I really need to know what kind of ice I'm dealing with. Because if it's like crunchy ice, if it's like Sonic ice, that's a whole other ball game. That's like premium ice.
That would just name your price of ice.
How many? 20 pounds?
20 pounds.
Fucking, I don't know, $7.50.
Okay. Johnny?
I'd say $3.
Okay. Ammer?
$301.
Correct! That's going to be $529. Price is Right rules. Amir was the closest. Here we go. Arctic Glacier Premium Ice. Damn. 20 pounds. Fucking hell.
What did you think would happen?
Yeah.
You don't get to make the game and begrudge it. This is because of you. I won
last
round,
like
the, so I'll
I
set wanna the
know
price.
What the ice looks like. This is just a bag of ice that's
we
not
know the weight.
Translucent.
Since it's premium, I'll go high, $8.99.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna go fucking $6. I don't care anymore.
Jesus, you broke Marika. You realize how hard that is.
I
to
love
do.
Ice.
And she loves
one of my
games.
Favorite subjects.
Yeah.
John?
$7. Go in the middle.
Marika, it was $5.99.
You're off by a penny.
Arrowhead Premium
Who
Ice!
Cares?
7 pounds with a resealable bag.
This is a premium bag.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all roughly between $2
and $7. $2.
I'll go 99
$1.99.
Yeah, he surely gets 99s.
I'll say $2.50.
Amir gets it. It was $1.99.
Wow. Very good.
So I won.
According to who? This is the other
Instacart.
Thing.
Instacart.
Yeah.
All of these different ices are on one Instacart.
Yes.
That's insane.
You can do a flight. One of each.
How much more do we have, just so we know?
There's 7 more slides.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what shaped ice this is.
Cubes, I think, but...
No.
This is like dollar store
no
ice.
No way. No one sells full cubes of ice.
10 pounds. Guess name your price of ice.
$1.99.
$2.
$2? Wow, okay.
$2.50.
Johnny takes it. $15.
Why?
I don't know.
This is the worst looking ice.
This is, I hate this game. I want to know what this ice looks like. And you're just showing me bags.
There weren't secondary photos if that makes you feel better or worse.
It doesn't. You should have found
go.
Some fucking $3.99.
Okay.
I actually really do love Luigi's Real Italian Ice. Miss
those. What you got?
$6.99.
Okay. Johnny?
$2.79.
Marika, what was your guess?
$3.99.
Marika takes it. $6.10.
Inflation's crazy, man.
Smirnoff ice.
$19.
Definitely.
$99. Party like $19.99.
Marika, was that a dig at my employment status?
What?
Oh, Rika said $10.99.
Oh, $10.99. Yeah.
Obviously not.
I'd say $15.
Johnny takes it. $16.99. You guys think you're better than me?
In what way?
I'm just saying, do you guys think you're better than me?
Well, you did almost kill Johnny's mom, so yeah, I have that one on you.
Yeah. And you made us play The Price of Ice,
two
I
equally
think anyone
terrible
else
things.
Would have been better. Yeah, two equally terrible.
Marika?
I think I'm better than you at a lot of things, but I think you're better than me at certain things.
Yeah.
But the list of Marika being better at you things is vast. And like the few things that you're better than Marika is a thin list, as they say.
Yeah.
But maybe it makes your quality of life better.
Yeah, like maybe an ignorance is bliss kind of way.
Maybe you're better yeah. at good, fun things. And I'm just better at like filling in documents. You know what I mean?
No. Don't discount yourself, Marika. I think you're better at things like on the scale of like, oh, understanding like landscapes of industries. And then Jeff might be good with a hacky sack every once in a while.
Hacky sack's a good skill.
Yeah, but I'm not. I think that was an example, and I can't hacky sack.
Oh.
Can you futsal?
Actually, I did play futsal.
That was easy.
I don't know what futsal is.
Well, so you have that on Marika. So she's good at everything else, and you know what futsal is.
Yeah.
What's that?
Bond of the fucking week.
Jesus, oh, nice. Your heart's not even in it.
I feel on the verge of a breakdown, but my bond of the week is William
Verge.
Fried.
You've broken down so many times during this record. Your last episode was fuck it. Well, that was not a breakdown.
I was just saying that my bond of the week is William Freezy Green.
Who's that?
Oh.
He invented 3D.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Do you guys know about William Freezy Green?
I actually do. I know what? About 3D, and I know about Freezy.
You must not know 3D. You must not know 3D. It's an
effect the most low energy
like
version of
illusion.
This.
When I was fired, I made home intrusions. Soul cash. You must not know 3D.
You made home intrusions. Soul cash.
The best
cash?
3D movie is Spy Kids. So don't you ever for
cash.
A second get to thinking, I won't invade your home. I know where Amir and Johnny live.
Not me, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
It seems like even more than usual, you didn't sleep enough last night. How many hours did you get? Over, under 5?
Are you asking me the over, under of what I... Because I know the answer. You have to ask them.
What is the answer?
Under 5.
I think it is just 5.
If you want to go by the minutia, my sleep app said 5 hours, 2 minutes. And the day before, I got 5 hours.
What sleep app do you use?
Sleep Cycle.
Okay.
I don't have a sleep apnea. I have a sleep app.
I just
with my
I
knees
need
up.
One.
Sleep Cycle's great, Marika.
Cool. Do you do it with like the... That's the one where you like set your phone on... It like records you sleeping.
It works.
Yeah. All right. I tried that before, but it was like, I didn't have a good place to put my phone. Anyway.
How does it know?
When is the Stranger Things fucking podcast over? Like, I'm sorry to say, but they're dominating the studio schedule.
I think they haven't started releasing yet.
Releases when the day that this comes out is the first episode, actually. So check that out. It'll be fun.
Oh yeah, all things.
How many
Stranger? The official Stranger Things
and
podcast.
How many are in the can?
It's going to be 10 episodes.
And how many are done? Because I keep this show keeps getting bumped.
Of course, such a low priority.
I'm not
going
to answer that question.
Yeah,
we don't know the answer yet.
I know the answer.
Netflix
but I'm not
isn't even going to exist in 2 years.
I can't.
So wrong.
I can't back up that message.
You won't exist in 2 years.
God willing.
Yeah, let's see.
With that right, sleep
he's
schedule.
He's not coming because I can take it.
Obviously not.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You obviously can.
Marika said $10.99 as a guest, and you thought it was a dig at your employee status.
By the way, if you could send your invoice in, that would be great. I don't know if you've invoiced us yet.
Yeah, have you?
Yes! Katie handles my payments.
No, I do.
What? Marty said to email them to Katie.
Well, yeah, you emailed them to Katie, but I paid them. We're a tag team.
I don't know. I mean, we got to fucking figure this shit out because I'm not going to keep jumping in the lion's den like this every week. And you guys obviously don't want me to come here with this antagonistic attitude, but it's the serpent eating its own tail, right? Because I show up on edge because I know that I'm going to be ganged up on. As bad as I might be to you guys, at least you, it's 3-on-1, right? Every fucking week.
True.
Name one episode where we just had a good time.
You literally never allow that to happen. Because if we're not doing exactly what you want, you yell at us. Wow. And then obviously we're upset. We're trying our best. We want positivity as much as you do.
There's too many people to fucking please. When you guys are happy, the audience
isn't.
There's
three people.
When the audience is happy, you guys had a bad time. When I'm sad, nobody fucking helps me out. You know, if you have a business, you didn't build that.
Sleeping you off. That's actually cool. It's kind of looks like he's doing like paradiddles, like a drum thing.
Yeah,
right.
But with his middle finger. Nice.
It's especially fun because this is all at Jeff's expense.
Yeah. He's just kind of sitting there, but he did ask for it. He did the, like, bring it on hand motion. Yeah.
He said he could take it.
Mm-hmm.
Marika, who's your bond of the week?
My bond of the week? I'm gonna go with maybe Andy Samberg. So I'm going to watch Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers this evening. And I love Andy Samberg, so.
I don't hate that pick.
Thank you. I think he'd be good. I think he'd be fun. I kind of want it like Andy Samberg with 2007 Andy Samberg hair. Like the really floppy California guy hairstyle. But that's just
don't
my
remember
preference.
That era.
You're too young, Johnny.
Yeah, I know. I think we should have Ezra Miller as the next Bond.
No.
The one who's punching people in Hawaii. We've seen that he can fight.
What about Mr. T?
That's cool.
Actually,
Mr. T would be a great choice.
Jeff, play the song.
You must not know Mr. T. You must not know Mr. T. He was on a team called A Team. He was a wrestler and a guy. Yeah, you must not know about T. You must not know about T. He was a commercial actor in the 90s. So if you don't ever go for thinking,
you can't drink Mr. T.
You can't drink Mr. T. It's a good note to end on.
Plugs.
That's a good one.
Listen to All Things Stranger, the official Stranger Things podcast.
Hosted by two nobodies.
You can also watch it exclusively on Netflix's To Doom.
Great platform.
Listen to some other HeadGum podcasts. There's a new... Not a new podcast, but new to the network. Too Scary Didn't Watch. It's a podcast about horror movies. Check that out. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd at Marie Galon.
For my plugs, you can follow me at Johnny V, JohnnyVII on Instagram. And then, neuter your dogs, spay your kids, you know.
You can't spay your kids. That's against the law because that would involve...
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kits, like kittens.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Or goats. Baby goats. Kids.
Mm. Lamb. First cow.
First cow. Pig. Lamb.
Men.
Wolf, dog. Men.
Yeah. Spay your men.
Mm-hmm.
How's Jeffrey doing? Let him know. Leave it in the comments to this YouTube channel. I'll read some of the choice ones and make sure that Jeff gets all the constructive criticism he needs. If you have any segment ideas or anything like that, post it below. Namaste. Namaste, as it were.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.